Well, such an interesting phenomenon, and that is cryptocurrencies. Has anyone you know, have you made money? I mean, to actually bought a cryptocurrency and then traded it for, can I call it real money? But have you made a profit? Most people who have asked me about the wisdom of putting real money into Bitcoin in the last 6 months or so were doing so at numbers much higher than 10,000 Rand or thereabouts at a time. I'm sure the price did spike over 20,000 Rand, but I doubt very much you would have sold it at that point. And then it collapsed all the way back down to 6,000 or 7,000 Rand. And recently, there's been a modest recovery. Enough people have been playing in crypto markets for SARS, though, to start treating it seriously. And the tax expert, Ruan van Eerden at Geneva Management Group, joins us this evening on The Money Show. And Ruan, I mean, assuming somebody did have the wisdom to buy at a dollar and sell at $20,000 a Bitcoin, they would have made a very tidy profit. SARS now wants a piece of that action, saying that Bitcoin is a real source of wealth and can create wealth and therefore should be taxed. Is it fair?
Andres, thank you for having me. Yes, you are correct. There are various aspects that need to be considered in this thing. And now, SARS have taken the first step, probably not the correct way in going about issuing a media release when we were all anticipating an interpretation, which is a little bit more formal. But they've at least taken some sort of a stand. Whether that stand is correct, remains to be seen, because at the moment SARS treats it as an asset for capital gains tax or for potentially income tax purposes. But there's also this debate as to whether it should actually be regarded as currency, and there are vastly different tax consequences to both. Now, what I'm seeing in practice at the moment is there's a lot of confusion. People are scrambling to get tax advice. They want to make sure what their position actually is. And I can see that in the next few years to come, SARS obviously sees money, but I think there's going to be a lot of disputes on the rise as a result of this.
Now, I mean, here's an interesting thing. Is Bitcoin a currency or is it an asset class? People want to treat it like a currency, but you can't go to the shops and buy your bottle of milk with Bitcoin, not in many places anyway that I'm aware of. So maybe it's an asset or maybe it's a gambling win. What is it?
Well, let's look at what the international community or the international tax authorities look at it currently. If you look at the US, India and Canada, all of them in Australia also, they're looking at it as an asset or an intangible type of approach. So I can see probably where SARS took their cue from, and they will regard them in the same type of vein as an asset. So if you're doing it on revenue account, you'll be taxed accordingly from an income tax perspective. And if it's as a long-term investor, you'll be taxed on capital account. However, there's a bit of a difference from a Japanese perspective because they've regarded it as full legal tender. Now, SARS's approach and the way they define, or I'll take a stab at a definition of a currency, is not necessarily the correct approach because there is no such definition in the Act at the moment. The only way that you can deal with foreign currency is if it is an exchange item. But at the moment, SARS doesn't deal with it specifically in the Income Tax Act. And I think where a gap in the system arises from a South African perspective is the Reserve Bank. Because the Reserve Bank actually needs to step up in this case and make a decision as to whether or not it's regarded as legal currency in South Africa. Now, there's an interesting little section in the exchange control regulations that actually deals with the concept of a foreign currency. And it essentially states that it is any legal tender, any foreign currency or any legal tender that is not that cannot be used in South Africa. Now, strangely enough, if the Japanese regard it as legal tender in that currency, it should be regarded as foreign currency in South Africa. So the Reserve Bank needs to play a much bigger role here and determine from their perspective what their view on cryptocurrency is. And I think from a SARS perspective, they can take the cues from that as well and maybe draft something proper into the legislation or issue a proper interpretation rather than what I think was a bit of a cop-out through a media release.
So what should one do if one owns a cryptocurrency and one is in the black on one's crypto assets? How should you behave right now should you look to sell that Bitcoin, for example?
So from a disclosure perspective, there's no doubt that you need to disclose that trade from a taxation perspective, whether it's income or capital. Now, what a person should be looking at currently is if you are in the money, and even if you're not in the money and there are potential losses to be made on disposal, and there are many people that are in that same position, you need to get tax advice. You need to be able to classify what exactly your specific trades are. Are you trading in the cryptocurrency? Are you mining? Are you bartering? So you need to go to a tax professional, determine what your specific circumstances are, take a position from a tax perspective, and then disclose accordingly. And to the extent that SARS challenges your view on your cryptocurrency trades, you need to be able to make sure that you've got evidence to back up your views taken from a taxation perspective and defend it accordingly.
But now, cryptocurrencies, by their very nature and by their design, are borderless. If there was a cryptocurrency ATM in a Dubai, for example, and I decided to go on an extended holiday and then convert my cryptocurrencies in Dubai for dirham and then from dirham into euros, pounds, dollars and yen, and set off on a global holiday, that becomes quite difficult for SARS to trace, other than if they look at my passport stamps and say, so how did you manage that 12-year holiday? A day on 30,000 rand.
It's correct, and there are two aspects to consider from this. Number one, SARS have made a big noise about the fact that they are talking with technology companies to get the information quicker and, from a disclosure perspective, track Bitcoin or cryptocurrency owners. It's going to be more difficult than what they anticipate. So you are going to rely on voluntary compliance from a taxpayer's perspective, which is going to be difficult in itself. Now, you don't want to be caught in a position where you've earned money, you've converted it into fiat currency, and you've used that money without paying your taxes. The other consideration for people that they should not lose sight of is the exchange control problem that could arise where you externalize capital out of South Africa without going through the correct channels. So if you externalize funds from South Africa, not through your investment allowance or through your discretionary allowance, and you convert that into Bitcoin or into a foreign currency offshore, you could be in the radar of the Reserve Bank, never mind the South African Revenue Service. So there are a whole range of considerations that people need to take into account before they go and trade with cryptocurrency and go and spend it or convert it into fiat currency and go on an extended holiday, as you mentioned.
I mean, the fact is, if you've made easy money for virtually nothing on anything, you're a lunatic not to disclose on the basis of you actually sleep at night, I suppose. You would get a full night's rest and you give the authorities no reason to come and sniff around your underwear drawer.
I fully agree with that. A full disclosure is the way to go. The difficulty is that you may find a SARS auditor at this stage in time where they, number one, they don't understand the cryptocurrency and how it works. And you may find that you'll get disputes where when you get into the radar of SARS, they will more than likely record it as income. And you're going to have a huge battle on your hands to defend it as a capital item. And from a disclosure perspective, there's no doubt you have to disclose, but you need to get your ducks in a row to defend your position as much as possible.
But then the onus is on SARS. Surely in their interest and in the interest of South Africans who have been drawn into this very exciting and vibrant new market, to provide the absolute clarity in the interests of fairness.
I fully agree with you, Bruce. They have a couple of options. Number one, they can draft legislation to specifically deal with this and make it beyond doubt. Secondly, the media release doesn't say much. Not law, it doesn't have to be followed by taxpayers, and it can be challenged. What's interesting, an interpretation note may be the better way to go. And based on the recent constitutional court case that was delivered this morning, an interpretation note carries more weight than what taxpayers thought of previously. So SARS should take a much, much stronger view in clarifying their position on currency versus asset. And I believe the Reserve Bank must play a much bigger role in also getting this to a point where everybody can understand what they need to do.
What was the constitutional court case this morning in small words and briefly?
Essentially, it was a case that had to deal with whether or not an administrator's interpretation of a specific section carries weight. And the constitutional court held that an interpretation issued by SARS should be taken into consideration, where in most cases, as tax practitioners, interpretation notes do not constitute law, and generally they shouldn't be followed. And the constitutional court held now that they should carry more weight than what they previously did. And it's quite an important aspect, which means that SARS's interpretation notes need to be read carefully, and SARS can use an interpretation note, I think, as a very good tool to place taxpayers in a position to know exactly what their view on a tax position is and then act accordingly without running into too many disputes.
Okay, so SARS just got itself more power to dictate to you in your tax affairs, essentially.
But potentially, and the difficulty is because you're sitting with a constitutional court decision, it's going to take a while, if ever, another case ends up before them that can challenge that position at the moment.
Thank you. Ruan van Eerden, Managing Director for Tax and Exchange Control at Geneva Management Group. Fascinating world of cryptocurrencies and how tax authorities around the world are trying to get their paws on it.